there's been things the last couple of weeks that we need to work on, and the boys are working really hard at training, so it was just good to see some of those things happen today. And I thought defensively we were really good. Yeah, really valuable. You know, his experience out there, yeah, we can probably answer that better than I can, but you just know he knows what to do in each moment, so it's like having another coach out there. And you know, I thought just the whole week he's shown some really good leadership qualities, and just really happy with how he's going.
Penrith coach Cameron Seraldo talking about their victory over the Warriors last weekend, 27 points to 12, and talking about Jimmy Maloney being a coach out there on the field. And he joins us on the line this morning off the back of a Brad Fittler medal presentation last night, where the winner was James Tedesco. And I'm sure James Maloney would have come close to winning that Brad Fittler medal. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Loz. How are you, mate?
Going very well, mate. How was last night?
Yeah, mate, really good, obviously. You know, really good to get back and see quite a few of the boys from the Origin series. And, you know, some of the clips that come up, it, you know, brings back all the memories from that sort of six-week period. So, yeah, it was a really good night. And, you know, some really well-deserved award winners. You know, Cookie got the People's Choice, Tommy Trbojevic, the True Blue, and obviously Teddy with a Brad Fittler medal. So, yeah, some really nice reward for some guys that had some really big series.
How have you been sleeping this week, mate, with the Isaac Luke nightmares coming your way?
No, I've been fine, mate. I've been sleeping all right. So, I've seen the replay afterwards, and he didn't miss me. He got me good, but the body was tweed after that. So.
The Panthers, mate, they just keep coming and coming and coming. But he got you right under the ribs. You're in the air. You try to juggle the ball, and he got you with a bell ringer.
Yeah, 100%. So I didn't. All I remember, I didn't obviously see it coming. I just remember getting lifted and cut off. You know, so he hits pretty hard, old bully, but. Yeah, at least we got the result at the end of the day.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a, I was going to say dicky neck. You've had a bit of a sore neck, mate. That wouldn't have done it any good. How are you?
Yeah, it's all right. It was sore after the game. You know, really quite stiff, but settled down quite quickly, which was good. So it's probably as good as it can be. You know, it's sort of, it's been about 2 months. I've been carrying it now, so it's sort of just, you know, part and parcel with the way it is now. Hopefully in the off-season we can get it all fixed up. But, yeah, it's settled down pretty good. And, yeah, the body's feeling as good as it can.
Yeah, you know, slow out of the box. You were behind 12 points to 2, but it seems that's the way Penrith like to play, get behind and then storm home. But your second half was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if we were sort of low out, or we just probably, you know, there's a couple of errors that, you know, I thought, you know, the way we started, you know, intently, and everything was really good. Obviously, probably pushed that pass early, and Shorty went away. I think there was just a few execution things early. I think the intention was really good. I didn't think we were sort of too flat in terms of energy at the start, but once that sort of went away, and you never know what that is. That could be a bit of nerves and just trying to overplay things a bit too much. But hopefully, you know, getting the first one out of the way, everyone might be a bit settled this week. And, we can really develop. I thought, you know, we played with a lot of energy, probably, you know, applied quite a bit of pressure to the Warriors defensively, which, you know, sort of made them come up with, you know, by the end of it, they were sort of out of ideas with how to attack us.
Peach, he's had an unbelievable season, hasn't he? He's been Mr. Fix-It. He's played Origin this year. He grabbed a try again on the weekend. And he's just a remarkable player, isn't he? I think he grabbed two, didn't he?
He is, mate. Yeah, he got the two. And he's just a footballer. He's so good to have out there because he just got natural instincts and he just plays football. And he plays his day with so much effort and energy and just constantly comes up with plays for you. So, you know, he's someone that, you know, we'll really miss next year when he moves up to the Titans and that, because, you know, not only does he give you so much versatility, if something untoward goes wrong and an injury, in the backs or something, and, you can just basically put him anywhere and sort of cover whatever happens. So he'll be a big loss, but he's playing some good footy, and, we really love having him out there.
Yeah, it's the first time that Cronulla and Penrith have played one another in the finals. I can't believe that. And James Seguiaro, mate, he's into you, blokes. He's going, I'd rather be sitting here than sitting somewhere out west.
No, at least they're right, mate, because I'm loving sitting out west at the moment. So, it's good. That is surprising, a stat like that, two really good clubs. But, obviously, it's a big challenge for us. We knocked over the Warriors, but, as good a side as they are, they did finish eighth, and, everyone in the, that was left in the competition is going to be a tougher ask than them. So, Cronulla this week, and it's going to be a big ask, a lot of experience. Players, they're not going to beat themselves. They'll just get in that grinding game. And I think I didn't see a lot of the Roosters game against them, but more reports they had their chances to beat them and could well have won that game. So it's going to be a tough ask for us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that summation. We're lucky enough to be chatting with James Maloney currently. Honesty test, mate. Do you want to give it a bit of extra because you're up against Matt Moylan? How do you view that swap deal all these months later?
No, not really. I think externally and all the media hype this week, I've been asked about it quite a few times, and I suppose that's how they'll drum it up. But for me, there's nothing personal there. First thing with me and Matty, we get on really well, with me and the Sharks, I left on good terms there. I've got great relationships with all the players there and a lot of the staff of the club. So, for me, it's just about, what we want to do this year. At the end of the day, our goal is to progress on to the following week, and they're the side that sort of stands in the way of us doing that. So that's about as far as it goes for the approach to me, and just making sure I get what I need to do right for our boys so we can play our best game of footy.
Yeah, it's never easy taking on the Sharks, but they're not at full strength, and a big loss for them will be Wade Graham. Now, you've played a lot of football with Wade. You know the loss that he'll be to this Sharks football team.
Yeah, look, really disappointing. I spoke to Wade on Sunday when I heard the news, so very disappointed for him. A major injury is never a good time, but he's had one of those years where he just has had sort of injury after injury, and he brings a lot to their footy team. He really takes control of that edge of his, and he's got a real good footy brain. He can play eyes up footy and knows what's coming. So that probably takes a lot of out of there, a lot of calmness, and just a lot of football out of him. So probably puts a little bit more pressure on Moisa to be the creative bloke on that edge. But he's more than capable of doing that well.
Oh, so you are piling the pressure on Matt Moylan now.
Yeah, well, there's lots of pressure on him, obviously, So.
Did you play the last time these two teams met, Jimmy? Last time you took on Cronulla?
I played him the first game.
Yeah, because...
The last time, I think it was during the Origin period.
Because he had a big game the last time at Penrith Stadium. He was close to their best player on the field. So he obviously has marked that game down on the calendar to play well in it, and now they get another opportunity. So it'll be a massive clash between you guys.
What are you saying? They got the better part of the deal?
Friday night. Well, what do you reckon, Jimmy? Who got the better part of the deal?
I think both teams got what they were after. I think everyone's trying to look at it as a win-loss, and I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think Cronulla would be happy with the acquisition of Matty. He's a young player with plenty of ability and plenty of good footy in him. And, as far as I know, Penrith are pretty happy with what they got. So, I think it's been good, and I just don't see it as a someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. I think both clubs have sort of got what they were after.
Will you have Des and Troy on the arm this week?
No, mate. Just plugging away, doing me bit.
Good on you, Jimmy. We thank you, mate. Play well on the weekend.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks, dude.